Welcome to the STC Sheffield Foundation's Daily Podcast. Our theme this Holy Week is The Power of Love, looking at Ephesians 3, 14 to 21.
Good evening. It's lovely to see you. This year, our Holy Week meditations are all focused on Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. And those verses are an amazing prayer written by Paul to the Christians in Ephesus. And on Monday, Alan spoke about the power of prayer. Yesterday, Tom shared about the power of the Spirit. And tomorrow, Mick will bring the final thought for this Holy Week on the power to change. In a moment, I'm going to read the whole passage, and then I'll read just the two verses that this evening's reflection is based on. So, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And then verses 17 to 19 that we're focusing on this evening. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, the title that I've been given for tonight is The Power of Love. And for those of you who know me or know anything about my taste in music, you'll know there's a strong possibility that I'm about to base this entire reflection on the 1984 number one hit, The Power of Love by Jennifer Rush. As tempting as that was for me, you'll be pleased to know that actually instead we're going to look to creation and what it means to be rooted and established in love. So what is the purpose of roots, or why is it good to be rooted? Firstly, plants grow roots so that they can meet their basic needs. They need roots to take in water and nutrients from the soil. Without roots, they would not grow. And every human being has that same basic need. But our primary need is for love, which is why those power ballads always do so well in the charts, because their words speak to the very core of what we need. Except that true love is never found in romance, nor in my experience on the dance floor. It is found in God. Verses 17 and 18 in the Message translation say, "And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all the followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love." So the first reason why it is good to be rooted in the love of God is because when we do this, we will find that he meets all our needs in abundance, and we'll be able to take in the full extent of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Secondly, by growing roots, plants are able to break up the soil or the hard ground. Now, that takes a lot of effort, so why do they do it? Well, without going through the difficulty of breaking up the soil, the plant would never be able to reach its full potential. Its growth would be limited or stunted. And if a plant is in a pot which its roots can't break out of, then we describe it as being root-bound. It can't get free of the constraints placed around it, and it becomes unhealthy. And the same is true of us. If we don't take the time to break up some of the difficult areas of our lives, places where our hearts are hard, if we don't make the effort to get really rooted and established in our faith, then we can never totally experience the fullness of what God intended for us. Or maybe we're like the plant in the pot, feeling bound, limited, constrained by the things around us, or because of where we were planted in the past. We're alive, but we're not really thriving or flourishing. However, when we look at verse 19, we see that this is the complete opposite of what God plans for us. Instead, we read this again from the Message translation. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its length. Plumb the depths. Rise to the heights. Live full lives. Full in the fullness of God. If we want to experience the fullness of life with God, then we need to have roots that are healthy, strong enough to break through hard ground. And we need to ask the Holy Spirit to come and remove the pot so that we're free to grow and that we're able to reach our true godly potential. And if that's you tonight, then take the opportunity to come and kneel or sit before the cross at the end of this gathering. Thirdly, plants grow roots so that they can withstand difficulties or dangers. A deeply rooted tree is more secure when the storm comes. A plant that has good roots is able to survive even when it's pruned or cut back. And if you're the type of plant that some people would consider a weed, then having roots makes you more resilient to attack and incredibly difficult to get rid of. The analogies here are easy to see. We need to be rooted in the love of Christ because times of pruning and difficulty and attack will all come. And it's then that we really know and see the power and importance of being firmly established in God's love, so that we don't just blow over, fall away, or give up and stop growing. And more than that, when we decide to hold on to God in times of crisis, then we actually emerge stronger, because our roots grow deeper with Him as we experience His comfort, protection, and guidance. So in the face of spiritual attack, I say, let's all be more like dandelions. However hard the devil tries to remove us from the garden, let's just keep coming back and showing him again and again the power of being deeply rooted in the love of God. And again, if you know that you are in a time of pruning or experiencing a battle, come and sit at the cross with love, quite literally, as a banner over you. And finally, the reason that plants establish roots is because they are part of creation. And through their growth and flourishing and fruitfulness, they are designed to give glory to God and point the way to the Creator. And in springtime, on a day like today, we can tangibly feel this in action. We can sense creation rejoicing. Flowers bloom, trees blossom, leaves unfurl, gardeners plant seeds, birds nest in the trees. things that have been deeply rooted now burst forth, and they display the full power of creation as an expression of love to their Creator. The death and darkness of winter has been defeated, replaced instead with the hope of harvest and the promise of new life for the next generation. We have a willow tree in our garden. And under that tree, we've shared the joy of hunting for Easter eggs, playing with friends, and celebrating marriages. We have photos of our children at different ages and stages as they sat under its branches. I was in the garden last week, and our neighbour leaned over the wall and said, "I love that tree." Friends and visitors to our house always comment on it or are drawn to it. There's just something about it. However, the willow tree is old and it's going through a bit of a difficult time. But as you know, willow trees are famous for their amazing roots. And so even though it's not perfect, because that tree is so rooted and so established, new life and new shoots are already bursting out of its trunk. The life-giving power that it is drawing from its roots is already at work, ensuring that the willow will continue to give glory to God and point the way to its Creator for many years to come. And perhaps one day we'll have pictures of our grandchildren under that tree. So as well as being like dandelions, I would like us to be like that willow tree too. No matter what stage of life we're in, no matter if things are going well or if things are a bit difficult, this Holy Week, let us all commit again to becoming so rooted in God's love that we too just exude this in our very being, that God's love would just be bursting out of us, so that our children, our neighbours, friends, visitors to our home, they notice it, they're drawn to it, and they recognise that there's something different about us. Because the final purpose of being rooted is to be fruitful and point the way to the Creator. The harvest comes as others see the love of God at work in our lives. And we have the opportunity to share the story of Jesus, a story of new life, new hope, and the power of love that conquered death.
For It is well with me.